And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Greetings and felicitations, bienvenue, willkommen to episode 15 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. I am Ian Danter, former drummer of City Kids, the 1990s Welsh band that put the glam in Glamorgan. And lately I work on the wireless and do this with my pals, the supremely talented Sean Percival and Andy Robinson. Sketches, songs and silly songs coming your way then in the next 30 or so. Mostly new and freshly squeezed this week, but there's a bit of archive stuff for my Barmy Brummies and Sunday carve-up shows from my days on local radio in Brum as well. Coming up today, pubs open next week. How's that going to go, do you think? Paul McCartney wants a healthy change to school dinners. Britain's most dangerous football pundit at home. And Ozzy hasn't quite given up on the baked potato song yet. Plus all your regulars, Dez, Bob, Mr. Men, and all that jazz. But before we hear from the leader of the free world who's up first in song, let's get the latest from the Barmy Old Podcast news desk with Jim White. And here's Hugh Edwards.
Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. 41 tons of rubbish have been dumped on the Bournemouth coastline over the past 2 days, with disgusted locals even claiming to have found excrement in takeaway boxes on beaches. On closer inspection, these, however, have just been discovered as uneaten McDonald's Happy Meals. Meanwhile, at a fish packing factory in Grimsby, sardines that have been complaining about a lack of space in their tins are being shown photos of Bournemouth's beaches from last Thursday to make them feel better. After Donald Trump played "You Can't Always Get What You Want" whilst walking off stage at a recent rally in Oklahoma, the Rolling Stones have warned the President of the United States that he could face legal action if he continues to use their music on his campaign. If he wants the arena to empty as quickly as possible, Westlife have offered their latest album. Boris Johnson is reiterating that his new policy named Project Speed is concerned with fast-tracking major building projects across the country, rather than a reference to the COVID infection rates in care homes. Later on, during a walk around Hyde Park, a member of the public compared the Prime Minister to a tramp who was on one of the park benches. He's unwashed, slumped over, unkempt, half-dressed and smells of urine. "He's nothing like me," said the tramp. Now to the sport. Here's Jim White.
Leeds United confirmed that a cardboard cutout of Osama bin Laden was spotted and then removed from Elland Road before the side's first home match since the restart. Meanwhile, at Molineux on BT Sport before the Wolves-Bournemouth game, a wooden Michael Owen was seen but not removed. "Well, it's not his fault he hasn't got a personality," a spokesman for the Midlands club said.
Well, that's it from us. You're up to date.
Thank you, gentlemen. So the USA presidential election is less than 6 months away, and you can sense things politically over the pond are really starting to shift gears. And that includes our mate, the Donald. He's not backing down against the media he hates. He's almost doubling down on his TV opponents at the moment, and indeed any correspondent from the papers who asks him anything slightly tricky during a press conference. Oh, what a time to be alive, eh? Take it away, Mr. Trump.
"Well, the newspapers say that I've done something bad once again, you know, you ready? But between you and me, right, I can honestly say that I'll just blame CNN. 'Cause they're horrible people, CNN, been caught out once more, you know, lying on national TV. But I feel no shame. Any media group who exposes me, that's who I'll blame. All right, here we go. You ready? And I guess that's why I call it fake news. I claim that it's lies when it's obviously true. Imprisoning children, porno star lovers, exposing my blunders on their front covers. And I guess that's why I call it fake news.
Mr. President, you told the American people that the coronavirus would go away in the summer.
That's fake news.
Mr. President, you told the American people that drinking bleach would kill the coronavirus.
That's fake news, too.
Mr. President, most people who vote for you are fat, thick, gun-toting imbeciles.
Well, you know what? You know what? That's true. And me and all those fat, thick, gun-toting imbeciles are gonna put America first and make America great again, if any of them are left after the warm weather has killed the virus.
Now, there was a time, believe it or not, kids, when America seemed slightly less hat-stand than it does now, and our relationship with them was much, much tighter. Tony Blair was far more defensive of George W. than we see with Boris towards the old tangoed one now. That special relationship, quote-unquote, seemed to wind up one bloke who certainly never thought the sun shone out of Bush's rear end. Guess who? Yep, Black Country Bob, the politically incorrect MP for Dudley. Here he is, back in 2002 during our BRMB days, wanting answers from the PM on the US's latest military cock-up. Sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Yes, questions to the Prime Minister. Black Country Bob.
Prime Minister! I put it to you that we should pull out of Afghanistan before our troops get bombed!
Oh, by the Afghans?
Nah! By the Americans! They killed two Canadians last week! They're always dropping their bombs on the wrong people!
Shame.
The Gulf! The Gulf! Bosnia! And now in Afghanistan!
Look, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is talking rubbish again!
Yeah.
The occasional accidental death is inevitable on the battlefield,
no,
I'm afraid. The Americans are renowned anyway for their precision bombing.
No,
their videos, you've seen their videos on TV, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh! But I bet they don't show the video of them poor Canadians last week going, nah, nah, don't shoot, we're on your side. We should pull out of Afghanistan and bomb that Israeli bloke instead. What's his name? Purcell Tracy!
Oh, the Right Honourable Member of Dudley's got it wrong again. He means Ariel Sharon. And no, we won't be bombing him.
Why not?
If it was left to people like the Right Honourable Member for Dudley, the terrorists would be allowed to get away with it.
No, I wouldn't!
He'd alienate George Bush and the American people against us.
He's right there.
And he would probably join the Al-Qaeda network.
Hey! What have you on about?
I said you'd probably join the Al-Qaeda network, wouldn't you?
You're wrong there! I'd never join the Al-Qaeda network!
Oh, good. I'm glad about that.
I'm happy with BT Cellnet! You'll get some really cheap calls on the weekend!
Desi's Diaries on the way later for you on the Barmy Old podcast. Oh, it looks like the ghost of Graham Taylor has just popped into my home studio. And, oh, he doesn't appear to be following the social distancing rules.
I'm a meter.
Okay, Graham. Okay. I'm sure you are. Thanks for that. Well, speaking of football management, what a week for Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool boss, who, as I'm sure you now know, has led the Anfield Reds to their first league title in 30 years. I exclusively caught up with him on Zoom not long after the title had been confirmed, with Man City only drawing at Chelsea on Thursday.
Jürgen, fantastic to talk to you. Incredible scenes last Thursday. I've got to start with that.
Oh, yes, Ian, it was such a big moment. I have no real words, to be honest. It's such a big moment. I'm completely overwhelmed. I never thought I would feel like this. I still can't believe it happened. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Ian. I'm sorry. Unbelievable.
No need to apologise for becoming emotional, Jürgen. I mean, it's not every Thursday that you become Premier League champions.
What? Sorry. I thought you were talking about the crowded beach in Bournemouth. All those people who will end up getting COVID-19. That's why I was crying.
No, I was referring to the football.
Oh, yes, the football.
Championes.
Yes, we will have an open top bus parade through the city. Everyone can wear red and white face masks. The Everton fans will be furious. And whilst I, Jürgen, the Liverpool manager, celebrates becoming champions, Carlo, he will be in a Spanish court on charges of tax evasion. Kenny, Stevie, this is for you.
My thanks to Kloppy for joining me and congratulations to him once again. Well, I thought I'd frankly seen the last of Ozzy Osbourne attempting a version of Matt Lucas's baked potato song. How wrong I was. Sharon's nudged him to remember another illicit substance he's dabbled with down the years. Go on then, in your own time, Oz.
Oh, come on, Sharon. What have I got to sing this song again for goodness sake?
It's in your balmy old podcast contract, Ozzy.
Oh, I'm the Prince of Darkness, you know.
I love you, Ozzy.
Marijuana changed my life. Marijuana showed me the way. And if you want to stay home all day and night, you must listen to what the ganja say.
I think my dealer is about.
Let's get some wacky backy.
Let's not bother to go out.
I'll stay home in my trackie. And if you want to miss most of the day, you must listen to what a little spliff will say.
Let's skin up, get really high.
Have you seen the Rizzlers?
Let's order a pizza pie.
I hope that they deliver. And if you want to live at a slow speed, just remember you can always smoke some weed. M-A-R... Why'd you always give me the difficult names to spell, Sharon?
Sorry, Ozzy.
This is the Barmy Old Podcast. Don't forget, I've got a brand new, previously unheard Mr. Men story to play out for you a little later. So the return of live sport to the UK also means the return of sports betting to our public conscience. Now, I rarely, if ever, have a flutter. I'm not against it. It just doesn't really grab me. However, it does grab some folk very, very hard, almost too hard. Just like, it seems, our old pals from the classic kids' TV show Rainbow.
Oh, Zippy, why is George crying?
Because he's got no money left, Bangle.
Well, where has it all gone, George?
Well, half of it's gone to Paddy Power, hasn't it, George?
Yes, Zippy, I'm afraid it has. And Bet365 has got the rest.
But how could you gamble all your money away online, George? Surely you saw the warning on the adverts. When the fun stops, stop.
Yes, but when the fun stopped, George didn't stop. You just carried on, didn't you, George?
Yes, but Bungle, I only did it because my favourite actor, Ray Winston, was on the Bet365 advert, and that's what influenced me to start gambling.
Well, in that case, George, Ray Winston is a...
Yes, and Jose Mourinho, he does the Paddy Power ad.
Well, is he a... as well, Bungle?
Oh, yes, George, he certainly is.
In fact, Bungle, I suppose you could say that Ray Winston and Jose Mourinho are a right pair of...
Well, yes, you could, Zippy. Now, listen, George, if you promise never to gamble online ever again, I'll give you £100.
Why, yes, Bungle, I promise.
Oh, very good. All right, here you are then, George. £100.
Thank you, Bungle. Right, get your coat, Zippy. Let's go to the Grove now.
George promised not to gamble online, Bungle. He didn't say anything about casinos.
Yes, and we know a song about casinos, don't we, Zippy?
Oh, yes. Oh, the roulette wheel goes round and round, round and round, round and round. The roulette wheel goes round and round all night long.
Now, schools may be more widely open soon as lockdown measures are starting to ease around the country. And Sir Paul McCartney, along with his daughters Stella and Mary, are championing a new initiative they want for our children. I saw this in the papers this week. The McCartneys, they're founders of something called Meat Free Monday in schools. And this is an organisation that opposes guidance which says meat, fish and dairy should be compulsory for school dinners. Now, they instead want to see kids given even more opportunities to choose climate-friendly vegan meals. And Macca has very kindly taken to song for the Barmy Odd podcast to ram this point home.
Ba 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 vegan. Ba 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 vegan. Well, if a nut roast is what you want, then I'm serving it in the schools. So if you're asking me, well, I hope you'll agree to change from meat to fruit. Well, I understand you don't want vegetarian cheese fondue. So put down the pie and why don't you try some corn and nut beef stew. I want no more quarter pounders and no more fish fillet. I want no more cheeky Nando's, just get your five a day. Ooh. I don't want to go to abattoirs, I'm not much fun at a barbecue. This is Paul McCartney saying do not eat meat, instead try a beetroot, or grapefruit, or tofu. Ba 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 vegan.
Oh, Sir Paul, it's absolutely brilliant having you here on the Barmy Old podcast. And good luck with the campaign. I wish you well with it. Is there a particular vegetarian foodstuff that you think kids should be trying above any others?
Alfalfa. Fa-fa-fa-fa.
Oh, alfalfa. Yeah.
Fa-fa-fa-fa. Bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts, incredibly nutritious food.
Alfalfa. Fa-fa-fa-fa.
And a nice alternative to using bananas for that last joke. All right, let's hop on the good foot and do the bad thing with Des and his diaries on the podcast. Now, this entry, gosh, you can't even say entry when introducing this bit and not think it's a bit rude. Anyway, this entry comes from a time when he was involved in public transport back in 2006. And I'm sure he's never once experienced any delays when it came to the ladies.
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. It's all the staff at the train station. Where? Would you believe it? I used to work in the ticket office. One day, a young student approached the booth. How far do you want to go? I inquired.
All the way,
she replied, and as the runaway train came down the track, she started to blow. Well, seconds later, that girl was on my big locomotive.
I just love it when it goes in and out of the tunnel, she gasped as the piston started to thrust.
Well, 2 hours later, after the occasional derailment and a spell of the embankment, she let out a cry of joy as I well and truly stamped her ticket. Fantastic.
Did you just put that beautiful young girl on a train to London?
Inquired my supervisor. Well, I certainly did, I stated.
What, Virgin?
He inquired. Not anymore, I replied. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
I think most people's highlight of the Premier League's restart so far actually happened off the field. I'm talking, of course, about pundit Roy Keane's spectacular half-time rant, especially about David De Gea and Harry Maguire during the Spurs-Man United game. Now, imagine what it's like living with Roy, especially during the early days of lockdown when he had no outlet to vent his anger.
Here's your cup of coffee, Roy. Unfortunately, though, due to the panic buying, the shop had got no hobnobs.
What was that?
No hobnobs. I'm shocked. I always have hobnobs. I'm human here. To run out of hobnobs, I'm staggered at McVitie's. Staggered that an established international company like McVitie's can run out of hobnobs. And I'm sick to death of that shopkeeper. There is no excuse for running out of hobnobs. Seriously, the most overrated shopkeeper I've seen in a long time. No hobnobs. Shocking. I'd be fighting him. There's no getting away from it. I'd be swinging punches at the guy. Hobnobs are just standard product for any shopkeeper. I'm flabbergasted. Don't just go through the motions. Flex your muscles. Impose your personality. Do your job. Get some hobnobs. We're not talking Jaffa cakes here. Just hobnobs. God forbid we wanted Jaffa cakes. Shocking. Shocking. I'm disgusted with it. McVitie's, that shopkeeper, no hobnobs. They should hang their heads in shame. Anyway, pass me the toilet roll. I need the loo.
There wasn't any toilet roll either, Roy.
What? No toilet roll? So we've got no toilet roll as well as no hobnobs.
Roy, are you okay? You seem to be emitting a ticking sound there. Roy, your face has gone crimson. Christ, Roy, there's steam coming out your nostrils. Oh, Lord help us. It's coming out your ears now as well. Jesus, Roy, look, flames. They're shooting out of your... Oh, my God, Roy. You've exploded. Oh, how am I going to clean all this mess up?
What are you moaning about, woman? I'm the one whose head went through the roof. Get a mop and a bucket. It's just a routine cleaning job for an established housewife like yourself.
He's not had a manager's job for a year, has Roy. Wonder why that is. Now, moving on. Mr. Mend coming very shortly, but first, some of you may be pining for a field in Somerset right now. No Glastonbury 2020, which was meant to have taken place the weekend just gone. And so, in its place, the BBC went a bit mad, playing out loads of archive Glasto footage from classic artists. I saw Foo's, Florence and the Machine, Jay-Z, his Mrs. Beyonce. I didn't see the Coldplay stuff as I was driving back home from Leeds at the time on Saturday night, but my Twitter timeline when I got home was full of folk who'd watched it and frankly didn't like it. One pal said, just a Tears for Fears. Even the band themselves, who released their X and Y album whilst we were at Heart FM in June 2005, seemed a bit apologetic to us at the time about their immense popularity.
How long can you stomach this? Before you start feeling depressed, how long? 5 minutes I'll give before you lose all the will to live. Where do I go? Oh, how did I pull that Gwyneth Paltrow? How long till I say it's true that we just ripped off Bono and you too? Lock up, please lock up the band until we produce something forest bland. I climb up to the top, hear one of my songs, then throw myself off. How long? Oh, it's a real bore. I don't think I can sing this crap anymore. This song is called Speed of Sound, but to a halt, it will soon ground. Our CD spins round and round, and you realise that you just wasted £15. A brand new album with the same old sound, the whippet since we first began. A brand new album with the same old sound. Why people like it, I don't understand. Why people buy it, I can't understand.
Many of us have been trying to avoid excess eating or drinking during lockdown with varying degrees of success. If that desire to curb bad habits applies to you, then maybe this previously unheard, unreleased Mr. Men story, narrated by the late, great Arthur Lowe, will strike a chord with you.
Mr. Health Conscious was 100 years old, and sure enough, a telegram off Her Majesty the Queen was duly delivered. But Mr. Health Conscious didn't hear it being pushed through his letterbox, and can you guess why? Yes, you're right, because Mr. Health Conscious had become hard of hearing, and even if he hadn't become hard of hearing and he had heard the telegram being delivered, Mr. Health Conscious wouldn't have been able to retrieve it from the letterbox, and could you guess why? Yes, you're right again, because 100-year-old Mr. Health Conscious's arthritis had become so bad he could hardly move, let alone walk. In fact, even if Mr. Health Conscious had heard the telegram being delivered and had been able to walk to his letterbox to retrieve it, he still would have been able to read it. And can you guess what? Yes, you're right. 100-year-old Mr. Health Conscious's eyesight was so bad he couldn't even read. And so Mr. Health Conscious sat there on his own on his 100th birthday, unable to see, unable to hear, and unable to walk. But because he'd never had a cigarette, Mr. Health Conscious's sense of smell was absolutely perfect. Which was unfortunate, because, well, can you guess why? Yes, you're right, because he completely lost control of his bladder and bowels. Poor Mr. Health Conscious. If only he'd smoked, drank, and eaten red meat, he'd have died years ago, and he wouldn't have had to put up with a god-awful stench. Serves him right, the Health Conscious.
Finally today, at the start of lockdown, 14, 15 weeks ago, there was one notorious pub chain owner that initially treated his staff so badly that people were threatening to boycott it. But you know what? I've got a funny feeling a lot of people will be queuing up for its cheap beer come July the 4th. And you know which pub chain we're talking about here.
We can't wait for the first night in the Wetherspoons. Get tanked up and have a fight in the Wetherspoons. Cheap beer, we will drink it in the Wetherspoons. Go outside and be sick, spew it up outside Wetherspoons.
Hold his head back, hold his head back.
Feeling peckish, buy some chips from the Wetherspoons. Absolutely off your tits in the Wetherspoons. Going home, can't take no more, leave the Wetherspoons. Can't get your key in the door, drunk too much in the Wetherspoons. Saturday, it's less than a week away. Well, they'll say it's just £2 for IPA, so I'll pay. I'll have 10 pints
glass of ale, and I'll sway, cause I'll be drinking all day.
Has anyone seen me phone?
Oh, you've got sickle over your shoes.
Where's Bazza?
He's passed out in the bog.
Oh look, there's Sting from the police.
Here, Sting, is that Stuart Copeland having a drink with you tonight?
He can't stand boozing.
All right.
He can't stand boozing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He can't stand boozing.
Get it, mate.
He can't stand boozing.
Point taken.
He can't stand boozing.
All right, what about Andy Summers then? Is he here?
Well, he can't stand boozing too.
Oh, I had to ask.
He can't stand boozing too.
And the sun sets on another Barmy Old Podcast, and I must take my leave. Thank you, as always, to Sean and Andy for their brilliant contributions, and to you for listening with your continued support for the show. Look, just strike up a conversation with someone this week, apropos nothing, going, oh, anyway, have you heard that Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast? It's belting, and so on. You know, spread the word and spread the joy of this little half hour of daftness. Talk Dance on Twitter is how you get hold of me. iandancer.co.uk as well. That's my own personal website. There's a link there for questions and comments via email. And don't forget the archive, by the way. In case you weren't aware, there's 14 previous episodes of this nonsense to delve into, listen to, learn from, and inwardly digest. Hop to it, because there's a test coming. Not really. Take care of yourself and those around you, and we'll see you on the next Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.